Hey, Michaela.
Yes.
What is your worst habit or your worst bad habit?
Well, I have many, but probably not putting things away after I've used them.
Oh, leaving the mess around.
Yeah, and I don't deliberately do it. I just, like, I'll make the kids breakfast.
And leave all the stuff out?
Everything's left there.
But your kitchen looked really good today.
Because you were coming over to clean.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show. Helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Yeah, I must admit, Michaela, that, well, I can be a bit like that sometimes, but it's usually when I get busy and distracted and I'll leave a few things out. And I know it used to annoy my ex-wife a little bit.
Well, I do it because I'm distracted. I don't do it because I'm just not going to put it away.
No.
But I do it, but, you know, I'm just constantly getting distracted, so by other people and myself. But it's yeah,
it does
I'm not
bug
the tidiest person.
Oh, no, see, I like to be clean and tidy and all that sort of stuff. Mm. But I usually get back to it and batch it. So you taught me to batch things up. Anyway, welcome to the Tradies Business Show, in case you wondered what you were listening to here. Welcome back to another fantastic episode, and hope you enjoyed our greatest hits episodes that we reshared recently. They're some of our most popular, and we're going to continue to do that, is pop up some of the episodes that get the most downloads, so that if you're a recent listener to the show, you can sample some of our back catalogue and perhaps get a reminder of some of the things that you need to be looking at in your trade business.
And we probably haven't improved at all in our podcasting skills either.
I don't know. I listen to some of our early ones occasionally. It's like, oh, I remember that episode. And do you remember you used to, like, script everything out?
Oh, I remember our first ones. I was so nervous.
And how many takes we had to do just to do the intro.
Right.
Oh, dear. I suppose the lesson in that is that we all start somewhere and we all get better over time, and it does take time and practice and patience to improve things. And I'm going to use that as a segue into today's episode, which is chatting to the founders of a new app for tradies. Yes, I can hear you groaning, but stay with us. So it's a new app for tradies, and these guys are coming at this a little differently to, I think, a lot of the offerings that have come across our desks in the last few years. So Brad and Phil are the founders of Bridge App. And basically, they're very much of the belief that rather than try and change everything all at once and have this whiz-bang software tool that's going to revolutionize your life, is just to fix the things that, or the simple things that are taking up your time, and let you get on with the stuff that you're good at. So it really is a little different to perhaps what you may have seen before. But we had a chat to the guys about their background and I suppose how we could use technology really simply and quickly to have a big impact. So it was good chat, actually. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, and we're excited they're going to partner with us this month as sponsors of the Tradies Business Show.
Yeah, welcome aboard, guys. Mm. So, yeah, we're going to be talking to them a bit more, and you'll be hearing more about, I guess, bit of a, not a theme so much, but how you can start to make some changes in your business that's going to free you up just to make things a little easier. You know, let's not go the whole hog of build a, you know, a BHP style tradie business. And I guess it's been a bit of the business coaching message over the years from that industry is, you know, leverage yourself off the tools and out of the business, and you go sit on the beach and it all runs in the background. And I think our original message, Michaela, of getting you off the tools and into true business ownership still requires you to be working, and you're still going to have lots to do, but, you know, it's more of a progression. So I think this is a big part of that is an app like Bridge to help you actually take some of the first steps in your tradie business.
Mm. All right, let's listen to the guys.
So joining us today is Brad and Phil. And Brad and Phil are the founders of Bridge App. Now, we're going to let the guys tell us more about it so that we don't make a meal of it. But basically, they're a new player on the scene and doing some pretty exciting stuff for tradies. So welcome to the show, Brad and Phil.
Great to be here. Thanks for that.
Pleasure. Thanks. Good to be here.
Now, firstly, we do need to cover off an important question we often ask our non-tradies, and is that a, you know, are you guys DIYers and what's your worst project, or are you always hiring the professionals to do the job?
I'm not a DIYer. I always hire a professional to do the job. I've tried a couple of times to fix small plumbing issues at our house, but it always ends in disaster. So I prefer to get the professional in.
So you learnt the hard way.
Learned the hard way, yep.
And I'm not too far different from that. So I'll pick up a hammer or drill or have a go at a few things, but often I get somebody in to fix it afterwards. So I should settle with doing it right the first time around.
So another good endorsement for our tradie listeners that they're the right ones for the job. So let the tradies do the trade work and let people like, well, like you two gentlemen, Brad and Phil, to actually deal with the business stuff. And I'm doing one of my wonderful segues, Michaela, but guys, tell us a bit about, well, before you jump in to tell us about Bridge itself, can you give us a bit of your background and, you know, how you guys actually came together and came to develop this new app for tradies?
Yeah, sure. So, look, it's been a long path here. I've been at this since late last year. My background has been in product development, digital product development, and I've worked for some large corporates in Australia, internet directory properties. And I had worked on a number of research projects which saw that customers and consumers who deal with service-based businesses and businesses like tradies are really expecting quite a step up in how they interact with those businesses. They want paperwork professionally presented. They want communication easily handled. And in that research, it kind of became evident that there wasn't a lot of great, easy solutions for people like businesses like tradies to adopt and to meet that consumer need. And so such was born the idea of Bridge about a year ago, and we kicked off a process of working out what that might look like and what the team would look like to pull that together. But, you know, my skills only go so far. I develop software and digital products, but a business like this needs lots of smart people working on it. So was aware that our gentleman across the table from me here, Phil, was in market and was had some skills which would be useful to us, and might let him tell a little bit about his kind of origin and how he got here.
Yeah, no, thanks, Brad. So, yeah, my background is in classifieds. So I spent the last 10 years in my own classifieds in the rural space. So come off a farm in Western Victoria and was dealing with over last year, I guess, moving on to my next project, I guess. And I had some exposure to, I guess, the tech barrier that's happening in the farming industry at the moment. And from there, we were trying to solve that, and we started off solving that, and I heard about a bigger project that was happening and a bigger business that potentially was happening, but also an industry where, I guess, the adoption of technology would potentially be a lot easier than in the farming space. You know, tradespeople, small service people have got access to mobile phones, are using them every day. And I met Brad. We got along like a house on fire, and we kicked off earlier this year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So there's been, I suppose, a lot of industries that have perhaps been held back a little by outdated practices. And I come from a financial planning and accounting background many years ago, and just found that although they did use computers, some of the systems and everything were quite outdated in those industries. And I often felt that it really held the businesses back in not the technical side of their work, but providing great customer experiences and being able to integrate, you know, their own bookkeeping and marketing and all that sort of stuff. What's your take on the tradie market?
So we think the tradie market at the moment is, There is technology out there that's available to help tradespeople manage their business. I think, though, one of the areas that probably needs focus on is the time the tradies have to adopt technology. Mm. So Yeah, we've had recent customers recently that have, yeah, they've signed up and they've got going with Bridge, but they don't get time to come back to it, you know, because they've got to run a business and they've got to focus on, you know, what makes them money, and that's, you know, getting out there and doing some work, yeah, rather than shifting, you know, shifting their current business processes over to a software business. So I think one of the issues, and that's where we're trying to focus on at the moment, is creating app software that's easy to learn, easy to adopt, and doesn't necessarily, you know, do everything, but does enough to get these guys and girls going and get them on the path to using technology. You know, by, I'd say within 10 years, technology will be all through trades businesses, and we think that, you know, that's just not going to happen overnight. That needs to happen over time, where, you know, gradually you need to start to adopt more and more into your business.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you understand the way they operate, in that, you know, yes, they do have this want to switch over and they do understand the benefits of it now, but it's actually that practical issue of having time to actually learn this new system. And a lot of them do find a lot of software out there just way too complicated for what they need. It would sound great, but from a practical terms of them getting trained up in it and their systems adapted and their team adapted, that it's a big block for a lot of these guys to actually, you know, continue on the path of when you first start out on new software, there can be a bit of pain. But if you can reduce that pain as much as possible and just get them used to a system that does what you need it to do quickly, that will make a big change for their take-up rate and be able to make it much more automated easily in their business. So it's great that you've understood that pain point for them.
Yeah, it's something, Michaela, that came out way back in the beginning when we were looking at this idea, and we've kept true to that idea all the way through. And, you know, we started this from scratch, and so everything that has been built with the tradies in mind and with their research and the contribution that they've made in help shaping them. But we're growing with them as well, so you don't have to come in and get computers, and you don't have to have any experience. We think it's easy to use and easy to get started. But as your confidence grows and as you integrate it more into your business over a period of time, you know, our features will grow as well, and the capabilities that we have will grow along with the business. So, yeah, it's absolutely true. You don't have to chunk it all off in one go. You can make a start and just start anywhere and keep going from that.
So we've obviously talked a bit about the fact that it's a headspace thing or a mindset thing rather than just having the system. From your perspective, guys, what are some of the main areas that you're seeing, I guess, tripping tradies up? Just keen to share with our listeners, I suppose, some areas that they can focus on in terms of improving the way they approach the business side.
Yeah, I think approaching the business problems, it's really important to always bring it back to your customers' problems and the consumer and how you're serving your customer. So we don't advocate that you use technology for technology's sake. We say it because the consumers have an expectation, or your customers have an expectation that, you know, they should get legible paperwork that's easy to communicate what the work is going to be done, that it's been done on time, how to pay, and to be able to message and communicate with the tradie easily. So, you know, in trying to prioritise change in your own business, sometimes that's difficult, but if you frame it from the point of view of serving your customer better, I think every tradie will agree that it's important to keep your customers in mind, and that's really what you're trying to build your business for. That's how we treat our customers, and so we think that they do the same.
Yeah, and I know a big thing that we notice with tradies and their level of customer service are in two key areas. One is sending quotes quickly, because we know that that will increase their conversion rate, as long as it's, you know, professional and looks well, and they can easily do it on an app and send it straight away. And also invoicing customers. I mean, I know they're two big pain points. You know, they'll say we've got real flow problems, but we haven't invoiced all these customers. So sending quotes and invoices simply and hopefully while they're still on site. Is that something you guys have noticed, that that's a need for the market?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we've got these massive phones that we carry around now, and we think we can use them a lot better. Some of the screens are just as big as a desktop computer.
I know, they're getting bigger and bigger instead of smaller.
Yeah, so we think there's a real opportunity during the day, during, you know, from whenever you get up, at 6 o'clock in the morning through to 6 at night, to do that quoting and invoicing as you're moving through your day. Rather than, you know, it should be a probably someone we would relate to this, rather than getting home at 7 at night and, you know, banging out Excel spreadsheets. So we think there's a great opportunity during the day to be able to do it with a smart app or a smart piece of software. We've had some examples. For example, a landscaper that we had on the system who was paid within 4.5 hours when he sent the invoice, and that was purely just because he's able to get the invoice quickly to his customer, and the customer easily being able to go, yep, there it is on my phone, I can see it, I'll pay this right now. So making it easier for customers to pay and giving them every opportunity to pay quicker.
So from your own backgrounds and experience, you know, you guys have obviously brought a wealth of knowledge from what you've worked on previously. What's some of the big things that I guess you're bringing into this space from your respective backgrounds?
Yeah, so I've typically worked in, a product and software development background, and I think the key thing that I bring to the team here and to how we approach Bridge is to always start with a question in mind about how you're going to solve a problem. So too often I've seen in the industry somebody starts an idea by thinking that they know how things should work for another group of people. And I'll play it ignorant and say that I don't know what the right thing to do is all the time, but we ask a lot of questions and we follow those questions up with more questions, and then we try something at a small scale and experiment with it. And if it works, we keep going. If it doesn't work, we try something different. And we just continue that process relentlessly over and over again. So always keeping the question front of mind is pretty much how we steer the direction of the features and the evolution of the product.
I guess my side worry could be maybe I'm not as tech forward as some of our other team members in the at Bridge. So I think I bring, I guess, a bit of reality to what tradespeople and consumers are potentially going through in their, you know, how they use their mobile phones and use their desktops. I'm as clunky as anyone when I'm using my mobile, and the team will often come to me to test things on me.
That's a bit unkind, Phil.
I guess where I can turn that into a benefit is then being able to, I guess, give suggestions about how we can articulate to the market about how to use technology.
Yeah.
And also, you know, yeah, just provide a little bit of feedback on, you know, the app and the product about little things that could potentially help it be a smoother experience.
Yeah, yeah. So, Phil, you come off or from a rural background, and obviously, you know, you've got the classifieds experience and everything there as well.
Yeah.
I suppose it's tempting to draw some parallels between, you know, the rural sector and the tradie sector in terms of both being very heavily blue-collar and manual labour based in a lot of cases. What's your experience, and Brad, feel free to chime in, mate, but in terms of tradies being willing to change and take up new technology and new practices in business, are you seeing resistance? Are you seeing people open to it? I mean, what's the feedback you guys are getting?
I'm seeing that they're open to it. Right now there's a shift that's happening in the market that I think they know that consumers are demanding more of them, and I think they know, you know, in their gut that within 5 years, you know, their business is going to have to be operating in a different way. And consumers are moving that quickly in terms of how they want to, how they demand services, but also their experience during, say, a job being done. It's changing. So tradespeople are definitely open to it. That point I raised earlier about they're open to it, but also, you know, maybe slightly scared about the change that's that will happen. And I guess what we're trying to do is that we're trying to alleviate, you know, that that fear and say, don't have to do everything, but start somewhere, and you know, start to change the business and make it a change over a long period of time rather than overnight change, you know, throwing all your business processes out and putting, you know, putting it all into a tech or into a software application.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'd just add to that by building on what Phil said by saying that, you know, a lot of technology that's out there at the moment and different services have been extremely focused on trying to get traders to get more leads, win more customers, attract more business through quoting services and the like. And while there's a place and time for that, from day one when we were talking to tradies, the vast majority of them said that that's not something that really helps them in their day-to-day work. In fact, it creates often a lot of noise if you're a trader at a particular level of your business. And if you've already got a customer base, you're probably getting most of your work through word of mouth. And so I feel like a lot of the reluctance to adopt technologies, a lot of the solutions haven't really met the right problem well. And so we've really approached this hopefully from a novel and a different perspective, which is, hey, this software just makes the part of your business that you don't need to or want to work on easier, and the stuff that you're already great at, can you just please keep doing it so that Brad doesn't get on the hammer and start trying to break his house again?
Yeah. How much did the last cock-up cost you, Brad?
Not too bad. I'd installed a piece of equipment on my balcony, which wasn't illegal, but... It needed professional installation and it had to be pulled out and redone.
Wouldn't have exactly passed a final if you came to sell a house.
No.
Nice.
And I know in your research that you have really gotten to understand the customers, and you do have some really interesting statistics that you've come across. And one of those that I find really interesting is that Aussies check their mobile phone on average 14 times a day. Now, if you're Warwick, that would be about 50 times a day.
No, I'm changed. I'm a changed man.
You're a changed,
Michaela.
Man.
I had a week
good.
Off the grid, and I've actually gotten really bad at checking notifications and replying to people.
Good, because you were like way on it too much. But anyway, you know, 14 times a day, and you raise this point that, you know, that's time when people can be looking at your quotes, accepting them, paying your invoices, all that kind of stuff. So it's good to understand how our technology is also getting used on the customer's point of view, because it's other things like, you know, a lot of people don't like using voicemail, can't answer their phone at work, but they can send and receive texts. Yeah. And is that the, you know, way you're communicating with your customers? So it's really interesting that you have done some of that background research as well as understanding, you know, the mobile behavior in Australia as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our phones are ruling our lives at the moment, and I guess we could talk a lot about the downsides of that, but the upsides are that there's lots of opportunity there for business owners and tradies specifically to be in front of their customers more times per day. And I think the phone also leverages, you know, allowing people to kind of interact in a way that suits them. So it could be after hours, or it could be in between other tasks. Everyone's trying to juggle too many things to get done. But if you use the phone wisely, it can help you win more business, do it more efficiently, and communicate better with your customers. So, yeah, we're pro technology and pro phone, but we're trying to do it in a really simple way that doesn't interrupt the rest of the work that you want to get done.
Great. So I just want to step back a little bit and, you know, you guys have probably been on a steep learning curve the last 12 months with this tech startup. I'd love to get to know some of the challenges that you've faced in growing a business quickly and rapidly. You guys are based in Melbourne. You've got a local team down there. And all of our tradies, you know, have this fear around starting up their businesses and what is. What have you found some of the challenges, I guess, in starting up, and how have you overcome those?
Well, one of the key challenges in growing the business has been getting the right people and the right skills in the right spot, and you know, taking time to understand who we're bringing into the business and making sure they've got the right fit. I guess it's been a challenge, but it's also we've been relatively lucky in that the people that we've brought in fit the culture and have all been hit the ground running, I guess. Relaying that back to trades people, growing a business, take time, I guess, in terms of who you bring in and make it a considered decision.
Yeah, I know a big challenge our tradies face is finding and building their team, especially because, there's jobs coming in, they feel the pressure to hire quickly. So how do you sort of do that process of working out whether that person is right for your culture?
So we do the traditional interview process. Obviously, you're trying to make an assessment of the skills and whether or not that they can do what they say that they've done in the past. But more than that, trying to make a judgment on whether or not they'll develop and grow more than what they've done, and can they be part of that journey, or can they be part of that with us? So I think being really honest with people about what they can expect when they come into the business has been a key strategy of ours. So, we don't have all the answers. We're still trying to figure things out. We think we're onto something really strong. We've got some early traction. You're going to love it. It's great. It's fun. It's hard work. It's all those things. But you may end up having a role that evolves over time and looks different than what it did when you first started. And that's not okay for everyone. Some people need a lot more predictability than that. And so being able to be honest with people up front, I think, has helped us attract the right type of personality to the roles as well.
Yeah, and I love that you're trying to build a great innovative culture there. I know on your team page that you talk about, getting rid of the rules when they don't help and recovering quickly from our mistakes and staying flexible and transparent and honest. So it's really good that, you are, identifying that, look, you're not always going to be perfect. You're always going to keep asking that question and be curious. And it's so important too in a technology business that is moving so quickly that you are staying with the technology side but also the tradies side that perhaps isn't quite as willing to move as quickly as technology is, for example.
For sure. And I think one of the great things I like about the team that we have here is that they're very personable and open and transparent and communicative. So, the other Friday I came back into the office after being out to a meeting and there's three tradies sitting around somebody's desk having a beer with somebody as we're talking through one of the ideas that we're working on. And so it makes me happy and it makes Phil and I very comfortable that the team aren't sitting in an ivory tower thinking that they've got all the answers, that they're being accessible to our customers and that we're keeping really, really close to them. Like that's the core for what we do.
And I think it's important that people know that you're a local-based team as well in Melbourne, and these guys are really getting, the people actually developing the product are talking one-on-one to tradies to really understand their pain points and how you can solve those problems.
Yeah, I mean, we're four Australian businesses and for Australian tradies. We happen to be based in Melbourne. That's where most of all of our work is happening at the moment. But, we're accessible and available to anyone in the country. But we've always been designed with the Aussie spirit and business mindset in from the beginning. And, I think that's kind of, we have a very Aussie approach to running our business as well. And I think that we don't want to be any different than that. That's who we are. Phil said that he's from the country. I'm actually a country boy as well, but I probably spend a bit more time in the city. But, I like things fairly honest, straightforward, in a very approachable kind of way. There's not a lot of showmanship. It's just what it is on the label.
So, yeah, and being in Melbourne and it allows us, being in Australia, it allows us to get out there and press the flesh with our customers. So, like tomorrow, for example, yeah, we're out for a day, visiting our customers, learning about what works, what doesn't, and we're able to be nimble and make changes more quicker potentially than what another tech startup might be able to do.
So, quick question: you guys both based in Melbourne now, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Cool. What is the go with hook turns, guys? And how many trams clean up cars for tourists that don't know what they're doing?
The best way to get around that is not going in the city.
Yeah, I like it.
Going to the city, I feel like a tourist in my own town. So.
Creative solution to a problem.
That's actually the strategy for a lot of people, and a lot of people who have lived here for a lot of years still avoid the city for those hook turns.
Yeah.
Don't. In some of the intersections, they've got lights on them now to try and explain it, but it's actually harder than it was years ago.
It's more confusing. But it's, and I have a habit of doing this, but it's not a bad analogy for some of the things that we do in our businesses. Is, you know, there's a problem, Michaela, stop groaning. But, you know, we come across these problems and we keep trying to solve them, you know, like obviously the city of Melbourne's putting new signage in and trying to educate tourists and people on how to do a hook turn, or you could just not go to the city in your car. But we do the same in our businesses, and I see my business wingman clients that I work with personally, they get so fixated on solving a particular problem that really they could actually just work around it, or in some cases just leave it alone, not have to solve that and have it right. And I like what you guys say about, you know, instead of having, I suppose to oversimplify it perhaps, is instead of having systems for everything and improving all of these business practices, just deal with the stuff that is a problem and let these guys, let our listeners just get on with doing what they're probably still good at, which is their actual trade.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I think it's a great analogy. And probably the only thing I'd add to it is that, you know, sometimes it's just appropriate to hand a problem over to somebody else as well. And if paperwork and admin is not your bag and you can't make sense of it, then we think we've got a novel way to do that. And you know, that's in this situation, but it could be other problems in your business as well. There's usually a good solution out there that can fix it.
Okay, so tell us, I guess, a little bit in particular about the software, what it does, maybe a little bit. I know you've covered that it's simpler and doesn't necessarily need training to use, that differentiates yourself from some other products out there. Now, you do have a free trial as well, 14 days. So just talk a little bit about the software itself and how you pay for it and the reasoning behind that.
Yeah. So the software, it's an app. It's a you can use it in any browser, or you can download it at the iTunes or the Google Play Store. The crux of the software is it enables you to keep all your job notes and photos on the app. Okay, so you're not scribbling down on different bits of paper and trying to find, say, the notes that you took or measurements that you took. With photos, you know, potentially you're not emailing photos back to your your email and then sending them from your desktop. It's all there on the app. The next couple of big things is the quoting and invoicing bit. So the ability to turn your job notes and photos into a quote, being able to send itemized quotes, so put your labor, your materials, you know, the time and material costs in the quote, and then turn that into an invoice. So the ability to turn a quote into an invoice is really straightforward. So if the quote is virtually unchanged, you just, you know, copy it across and turn it into an invoice in a matter of, I guess, seconds, you can send an invoice off. But if, for example, you spent more time or you spent more materials, you can easily add and edit the invoice pretty quickly. I think moreover than that, it's what the customer sees. So the customers will get an email into their inbox for the quote or invoice. They're able to accept the quote. They're able to pay an invoice or mark an invoice as paid. And what that does for the tradesperson, it feeds it back to a centralized dashboard on the app where they can see if a customer's viewed a quote. They can see if a customer's accepted a quote or paid an invoice. And so you can really get on the front foot in terms of your customer communication. So if someone's viewed a quote and hasn't got back to you, well, give them a buzz and see where they're at. If someone's accepted a quote, we again can get on the front foot and say, okay, when are we starting this job? So it gives the tradesperson transparency to the customer, but also, and more importantly, it gives the customer a great experience with that tradesperson.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, and we've talked about this on the show a lot, is, well, it's not cyber stalking, but it kind of is. Is when they
you love to stalk people.
You know, when they, you know, the customers open their quote and you can follow them up, you know, straight away, or, you know, whenever your sales process allows.
I must admit, and I'm probably going to show my hand a little bit here, but I do use a couple of those things where I can see when people have opened emails.
Yep.
And I may have been a little too eager to, you know, time that well and contact them because, like, oh, they opened my email. And I'll get in touch, like, within an hour. And I get a message back. It's like, wow, that's so weird. I literally just opened your email. Whoops. Maybe a bit too keen. But it is really cool to know that it's not just sitting in their inbox and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and then you don't waste time following up. You know, you can time it so that you're getting them, you know, if you know that the next day is better or is later that day, you're following them, then you're saving time in other areas. So, and I really love that it's easy for the customers to accept the quote as well. I think that's really important because that just streamlines it for everybody.
The dashboard view when you open the app is the first thing that you see, and it shows you like it's almost like a pipeline of where everything's at in your business. And so how many are in the quote stage, how many are in progress, how many have been invoiced and waiting for payment. And helpfully there's an overdue bucket as well. So if anyone has overlooked it and hopefully they shouldn't be taking that long, and considering that we make it easy to pay, but occasionally that will happen, you'll be aware of it. And so we had a really great response from our customers who see that dashboard as giving them a window into the soul of their business and where everything's at.
Yeah, it's a view that a lot of trades businesses would never have, and that's to see where their business is at one point in time.
Yeah, and you have got an example of that on your website as well, and we'll link to that in the show notes and later in the show. But it does. It's a really clear picture of, you know, inquiries, quoted, in progress, invoice, paid and overdue. So it really can give a really clear snapshot.
And that sort of information is something that sometimes I have to extract with pliers from clients that I consult to. Is just a simple thing of, you know, how many jobs have you quoted in the last week or month or whatever, and how many did you win? And I just get blank looks of, heaps and lots, you know. But they, to get that data, and I've got a couple of clients doing this at the moment, is literally printing out a page and keeping a tally by the phone of those numbers, so we can work out how well their sales process is working, where we need to focus attention. So this really just gives an instant snapshot of, oh wow, I better go back and, you know, get some more of these quotes out, because I've had a heap of inquiries but there's not as many quotes sitting there, or, you know, I've done a heap of quotes, but there's not as many in progress. So it just really shows them where to focus their attention.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great, okay. And so what's the cost, guys?
$20 a month is all it needs to revolutionize all that admin. And as you mentioned before, Michaela, there's a 14-day trial, which you can sign up with, no credit card required, just to get started and check it out and see how it can work for you. And then there's a very easy upgrade process after that.
Cool. Now, I know you're saying there's not really any training or setup needed, but if someone does need a help or a question, what kind of support do you offer?
We're always up for a chat. So there's a phone number on the website.
A technology company that has a phone number you can ring?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, it is. It's proudly presented at the top of the page, so we'll gladly answer that and talk anyone through. Obviously, email, if someone shoots us an email, we'll be able to reply there. You know, we're very accessible. There's a number of different ways to contact us. Facebook is a good one as well. Wherever you like, we're listening. And it's really helpful for us to have those conversations as well. Even if you're not having trouble or a problem, just give us a chat. We'd like to get the feedback. It helps us make a better product for you.
It's seeing you guys more as a partner in the business than just an app that I bought on my iPhone.
Absolutely. If we're not partners in this, like, we don't feel like we're doing the right job. So we don't want to be in the way, and you can run your own business and do it your own way. But we're very much trying to do this alongside you rather than tell you how to run your business.
Awesome, guys.
Great. So if someone wants to get started, head to bridgeapp.com.au, or you can call them on their number, which is 1-300-550-711.
That's right.
Cool. And there is a 14-day free trial. You don't need a credit card or anything. Go in there, have a play, and hopefully you will love it.
Sure they will.
So, gentlemen, one last question.
And it can't be about signing up to your software either.
And we like to ask all of our guests this on the show, but if you had 1,000 tradies in a room, what's one piece of advice you'd love to leave them with? And you get a double bite here because there's two of you.
All right, I'll let Bill go first.
I'll go first. It's advice that I can take it, I can leave it, I guess. But the one bit of advice I'd give is that technology is here at the moment in all different forms for all different parts of your business, not just job management software. And that change takes time. And the way that we run our businesses right now will be totally different by 2020, 2025. So start on the road to change and do it in bite sizes rather than trying to reinvent the whole business in one day.
Mm. Brad?
Yeah. Look, I always struggle to give advice to people because, you know, I'm not sure that I'm in a position to do that. But I can talk about what has worked well for me and for us, and hopefully there's something in that that's useful for people. I think it really comes down to working to your strengths and making sure that you're standing out as being different from your peers and your competitors around you. And that doesn't mean making things up that make you different. It just means be your whole self in what you do. So bring your whole person to work and be authentic in how you approach it. And you're already unique, so your business will be unique if you're more of yourself. I find that's a great way for us to run our business. Worked for me in my career. If it's advice, it's if you can call it advice, that's what I'd suggest to people.
Awesome,
great advice.
Thanks, gents. Well, fantastic to have you on the show, and certainly excited about what you guys are bringing to the table in the tradie space. I think this is going to be a game changer for tradies who, like you say, they're not excited about changing everything all at once. They just want to make their life a little bit easier and spend a little more time with the kids or watching the footy rather than doing invoices at 9 o'clock at night. So great to have you on the show, and we look forward to speaking to you guys again soon.
Thanks, Warwick. Thanks, Michaela.
Thank you.
Cheers.
So it was a great interview with Phil and Brad from bridgeapp.com.au. Make sure you check them out and get your free 14-day trial. Got nothing to lose.
No,
don't need to put a credit card in, nothing.
Proper trial, so none of this rubbish of stick your credit card in and sign up for a free trial, and then the billing starts automatically after you forget about it. And these guys are the real deal. As we said in there, their team is local, so Australian-based team in Melbourne. They've got a funky-looking office there on the website. Couple of guys who have basically identified a problem in the market and put something together to solve that rather than, hey, let's go and, flog something to tradies. So as Phil said, he's a country boy, and Brad grew up in a regional area as well. So I think they get it. They understand our listeners, you guys and gals, and I think you should go and check it out. So go have a sticky beak, and we will catch you in the next episode.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.